T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is 3 Live Crew.
Back at it.
Yep, 3 Live is in full throttle this morning. Good morning to you.
102 Jams.
Good morning, good morning. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, March the 10th. 3 Live Crew is in the building this morning. Good morning to you, DeMar.
Wrong with you?
Yep. That's my bro, DeMar. I'm Lamar. How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning, Lamar.
How you doing, Philosophy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To
morning.
You. Yeah.
Good morning. Morning, Lamar.
Good morning, DeMar.
Do you capitalize your M? You don't capitalize your M, though.
No.
Mine is.
I know. You got D-E, capital M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody capitalizes the M in Lamar.
When they're trying to do something, child. Trying to put
you
some spunk on it.
You see the M in Lamar Capital?
Trying to put some spunk on it.
Some what?
Tried to jazz it up, child. Tried to jazz it up.
Not in Lamar. Not in Lamar. No.
I'm pretty sure they've done it. I'm pretty sure.
I've
Look
seen
at my boy
it.
Seen it. Look at my
That's
boy.
That's why I asked him that.
You've seen the M Capital in Lamar?
Yeah, I didn't see nothing wrong with it when I saw it.
Why'd they capitalize the M in Lamar?
I don't know, Rock.
To give it a little something.
Want to be a little French. I don't know. Lamar.
So,
I don't know. I don't know.
But it happens.
Okay.
Today is Middle Name Appreciation Day.
Middle Name Pride Day.
Same thing. People have so many. I'm telling you, man, growing up, I don't know why so many people don't like their middle names.
I thought most people went by their middle names because you didn't like your first name.
Nah. Never when I was growing up.
We all went by our middle name.
Yeah, because y'all didn't like y'all first names.
I mean, not that we even didn't like our first name. We just went by the middle name.
Word.
Yeah.
Were you somebody that was always, because your middle name is definitely very odd.
Yeah.
I never met a Falasha day.
I don't think I didn't like it. I just didn't like telling people because then you got to deal with the reaction. You got to tell them what it means. They want you to spell it.
Yeah. Dang, that's crazy.
I never liked all of that.
Because you're 2 for 3 here. How do you spell it?
F-O-L-A-S-A-D-E.
So there's no
there's
H.
An accent over the E.
Yes, oh, you got an accent. Accent
yes.
Oh, your daddy was a Sade fan. Ain't that what it was? No?
Yes.
Was, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to A&T with a girl named Falasha Day. She spelled it the same way.
The same,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, that's what's up. Yeah. Well, it is Middle Name Pride Day right here on the 3 Live Crew. Well, it's a national holiday, but we're just celebrating, having some fun this morning with you. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, where you got DeMar, Lamar, and Falasha Day.
I had a nickname, too, growing up, so I went by that name, too.
What was your nickname?
Magoo.
Oh, yeah, because you had them big glasses on.
Why they got to be big?
Because they were big.
But...
Yeah, we see Magoo. We know
but
Magoo.
That wasn't why though. But that wasn't why though.
Oh,
but that
right.
wasn't why though.
Oh, okay.
It's because I squinted when I took them off.
Okay. This trip got you in heat. I thought I had selected the track bit raw and put it up here, and then next thing I know, I done clicked on the track and I done it again. Didn't even mean to do that. I think the buttons are stuck a little bit.
Oh, now it's the buttons.
You know I don't mess up like that on the often. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, Morning Rush. Yes, back in Greensboro tomorrow. Don't you miss out on your chance on them Duck Donuts and that Hot Java.
Saw people dragging Megan Thee Stallion.
Dang.
And just making dumb jokes and carrying on. And I was like, why? Why is everybody talking junk about my girl?
I feels Meg.
I mean, I saw one that said Meg's GPA is 2.7. Child, no wonder she signed that contract. Mm. And just a bunch of jokes about Megan not being able to read and all kinds of stuff.
They don't want to see my transcript.
And
legit.
It's all I think I came because out with Megan revealed that she's got a 2.7 GPA.
Who didn't?
Facts.
Hey. I didn't. That's
hold up, don't shine. Fact. Me and my man over here, we loving our 2.7, 2.8.
Well, you said who didn't, and I said I did.
2/3 of this show did.
We partied.
Now, that's people would be understanding of Megan's situation.
Why?
She has a degree, doesn't she?
She's getting a degree. Oh. She's working towards her degree. She hasn't gotten the degree yet.
I thought she had a degree already. That's why I was...
No, she doesn't have the degree, but...
Dang, my boy off it now.
Hey, I'm just keeping it hot. Look at that. Watch this. Now, y'all agree with me right here. Now, when springtime come at a HBCU, at a university, period.
Yeah.
It get hot. Like, I'm talking about the distractions get heavy.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep that GPA up. Imagine traveling and twerking everywhere and
you
doing.
You feel me? How can you imagine her schedule?
What you going to do? So you mean to tell me you're going to do that work at night after the shows and stuff?
Like, that's why I was saying I thought people would be understanding. Like, you know how it was when you were in school.
Yes.
You couldn't get to class because there was something going on the breezeway.
Legit. You let two booties walk past that wall.
You couldn't get to class. A&T. Because the DJ was at the breezeway, and that's where everybody was at.
Straight up!
But you gonna judge Megan because she got a 2-point Sam?
You can get the class for that same cookout, them same burgers they make in the cab. They just cooking out there on the lawn. They just cooking on the lawn. Same stuff.
Come on, man.
Yes, they're gonna pick on her. I don't even know why you acting like they wouldn't. Especially with this contract stuff, I thought it was hilarious, too. I want to put that out there.
I mean, some of the tweets are hilarious, and some of them are. I'm not going to lie. I got a good laugh at some of the tweets, man. But still.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Dang.
I thought 2.7 was all right.
It's almost a 3.0.
It's almost. I rammed up. Y'all know I rammed up.
Yeah, I rammed mine up. Y'all graduated with a 3.0.
Up there by a 3.0. Truth be told, all my bitches look like they come out of magazines. Truth be told. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And Roxy just catching us up on yesterday's Twitter news. They was going in on Meg Thee Stallion. That baby got a 2.7 GPA. They said they see why she was signing that contract. What say you about that 2.7?
Okay, so she has a 2.7, but that means she can still do Greek life. And last time I checked, as long as you don't have nothing other than 2.0, you don't get kicked out of school, and you get to keep your FAFSA.
Boom.
Oh, that's facts.
Boom. Oh, that's facts, because I pledged with a 2.7.
And I couldn't pledge because I didn't have a 2.5.
Dang, you didn't have a 2.5.
And they're very serious about that.
No, by the time I graduated, I did. But when I wanted to pledge, I didn't.
You didn't? Dang.
No, I had like a 2.3, 2 something. That's why I'm mad.
Or Zeta, whatever she wants to be, because that 2.7 is heavy.
Fact. That's real. Definitely heavy as far as pledging is concerned. Appreciate you, Mama.
Okay, you guys are the best.
All right, thank you.
Hey, man, you ain't had a 2.5.
No, like I said, I had a 2.3. 2.3, 2.4, 2.2, somewhere in there. I rounds up.
Might application denied.
Was, too. Yes. I was mad in hell.
You still want
to no, keep it up.
I was going to say, you didn't get to that. You didn't get
like,
to
if
that.
You're in school now and you listening, like, well, 2.7 don't ride for you.
No, a 2.7 rides
for Meg because of what she got going on.
Because she's busy.
Yeah, but she's busy.
Yeah, you going to be at 8:30. You at 8:30.
Yeah. Thinking about my grandmama and I got the number one.
It's that time of the year where the teachers slide in them big old TVs strapped to them damn carts. And you get to watch all the basketball all week long, baby.
They don't still have them TVs,
yes,
do they?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They should.
Now they have
the projectors
from the wall. Uh-huh.
And they
may have a flat screen in there.
Boo! I want that dusty black TV on the cart.
We have
with the VCR.
Boo, yes!
I got a VCR DVD combo. We can make a makeshift one in here.
ACC tournament starts today, baby. Sound like an intro, Jet song. Give me that tempo. So cool here. 102 Jams. That's Jack Harlow. The name of it is What's Poppin'. And we want to ask you, what's watching? TV Tuesday, man. What you watching on the tube?
Geico presents quick ways to change your at the end of your first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Okay, what's good with it now?
What's up?
6:31, 29 minutes at 7 o'clock. Okay, 57 degrees.
Mm.
The high today gonna be 65. You know, it's a little chance for rain. You know, around noon or so.
Mm.
But, shoot. Other than that, it's gonna be nice.
That's cool. You look nice.
I know that.
Mm. That's good. It's good to have self-esteem. That's good. I'm glad you know that.
It's also good to be polite and tell people thank you when they give you compliments. That's like manners 101. On the roads, no accidents to report. We looking good out there, folks. Let's keep that energy all morning, all right? It's 6:32. It's TV Tuesday, and I just got a story that talks about how the coronavirus is actually affecting shows that we love on television.
Mm.
Now it's just getting too much.
Mm.
Ain't that right, Bone?
Shut up. Don't nobody really even care.
About the coronavirus?
You don't care?
No.
Ball in NBA on Saturday. Yeah, yeah.
It's 6:35, 25 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. And yes, it is TV Tuesday. An issue that I'm having watching The Hunters on, it's a show that comes on Amazon Prime, is I'm watching it on my Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm watching it, sometimes they get to talking in German, and I don't know what the hell they're saying. I just got to sort of fill in the blanks and just roll with it. That's been a little discouraging. That's been a little discouraging right there because I can't use my subtitles for whatever reason. I don't know why. It's not working.
Have you hit the options button on your remote and tried to cut this up?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I have.
And transfer the anger to me.
Yes, because you want to sit here and then now you got to start questioning me, Carla. Yes, I have done all of that. So that is an issue that I'm having. Although it is very good, I'm on episode 6. At this point, the married couple got the dude in the basement trying to figure out how they're going to handle that. The fire has been set. They got my man detained. Like, it's going down right now.
So you just pushed through the German parts.
Yeah, because they aren't as difficult. You know what's happening.
Okay.
Oh, you know what's happening. Like, you might not know the exact storyline, but you see, hey, when people start getting killed, you know what they was told before they got killed? Yeah.
Just stupid.
What? What?
You know what I watch? I'm stupid. That new movie on Netflix with Mark Wahlberg and my big man from
Black Panther.
Yeah.
It was good.
That's what Roxy saw.
It was good.
Roxy saw that sort.
Spencer. Confidential.
Yep, Spencer Confidential.
Loved it.
Yeah, that's on my to-do list next movie. Because that's a movie. That's not a series.
It's
right?
A movie.
Yeah, that's
right.
A movie. Yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm interested. Yep. What you watching on TV?
I'm actually watching like 3 different shows right now, but my first show was Good Girls.
Okay, another one.
Oh, gotta watch Good Girls. Good Girls is a good show. I watch Good Girls, All American, and then Manifest.
Good Girls, All American, and what?
Manifest.
Okay. Yeah, I'm one of three. I've seen all three. I didn't stay locked in on Good Girls or Manifest, but All American, I'm totally locked in the whole season, second season. I got to catch up on a couple episodes because I'm a little behind on that.
Oh, Good Girls. The first episode, once it go well, it's going to have you on the edge of your seat like, oh, yeah, let me hurry up and watch episode
2.
I think it's like 3 or 4 episodes in now, but yeah, it's crazy already.
Are we talking about the same Good Girls?
We can't be. This is the second season?
This what they in the second or third season now.
Oh, okay. They're in
the
new
season out now. Yeah, it's a whole other season out now.
Yeah, see, I'm clearly out of the loop. I'm going to check out the first one and see if that was the one that I saw.
I swear I watched like the first 3 episodes.
I felt like
and
I
it
did.
Was just not all of that.
I felt like I did too.
But yeah, it's good. I just felt like, well, I'm not
going to
sit here and spoil it for nobody, but.
No,
you
I did.
Know the
Mexican
dude ain't dead. The Mexican guy that who they got died at the end of last season, just know he's not dead.
I mean, I think that's spoiling it.
Yeah, I think that was a little spoilage.
Well, that was a little spoil, but I'm sorry, but that's how good it is. So you just gotta
my girl said, I'm not gonna spoil it. Here's a spoiler.
It did say that's a little spoiler, but my bad.
I'm not gonna spoil it. Here's a spoiler. Thanks a lot for that. 6:39, 21 minutes, and it will be 7 o'clock. I did see that Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, Big Rock, will not be filming in front of a live studio audience this week because of the coronavirus.
I saw that as well.
And my boy Q Miller, you know Quincy Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He just posted a video because, you know, he plays overseas.
Okay.
He playing in front of empty seats.
Yeah.
Empty. I'm talking, you can hear the shoes screeching, the coach fussing at the players. It's ridiculous.
I kind of like it. I want to hear it.
Oh, man. Oh, it's horrible. You like it too, Rob?
Huh?
You interested?
I told you yesterday I want to see that.
Man, that is fine. No,
just
man.
To laugh.
Jesus.
Yes.
6:40, y'all. 20 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. It is TV Tuesday. What you watching on TV?
Yeah. Let me catch your vibe.
15 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. 3 Live on your radio on Middle Name Pride Day. Be happy about your middle name. Good morning.
August 2nd. That is the date Tekashi 6ix9ine is reportedly getting out of jail.
Mm.
It's being said on that day he will be released from prison, not going into witness protection, just going to fight it out here on his own. And we'll just have to see what happens.
It's a celebration, baby.
Okay, celebration.
No, that's Isaiah's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Hey, happy birthday, Zay.
Yeah.
But hey, what if that Joker get out and they got the helicopters following him? All of a sudden, some Grand Theft Auto stuff start happening. Cats come out of woodwork. Bow, bow, bang, bang. Whew.
That's what you hoping for, ain't it?
I mean, no.
Yeah,
no.
He's going to be heavily guarded.
I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah, he's going to be heavily guarded.
I promise I want to see what heavily guarded looks like.
They got to follow. Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see what that looks like. It's going to be the most anticipated drive since OJ in the Bronco.
And I want to know.
I doubt they will let people know what time or when or. I would imagine.
Oh, man.
Just because it's so high profile, they're just going to sneak him out the back somewhere.
None of the media. It's nothing going to get leaked to the media, nothing. No cameras.
Of course.
No.
Of course. I mean, I would have imagined we wouldn't even know the date he got out.
Facts.
Like, I don't even know
why. They've done that. Yeah, we know that now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's going to be folks staked out the whole day.
But I was in the comments, and I saw a lot of people questioning whether or not this was, like, actually the real date.
Oh, good point.
People are thinking that they're just throwing a date out there.
Yeah.
And we'll be looking for this date, but either he's already gone before then, or he'll be released after then, you know.
Aren't people's release dates public information?
You're asking me. I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe somebody can help me.
When it's a case this high profile, though, I can see them even, you know, like altering that.
Yes. Like, they were going to put this man in witness protection. So.
But he denied it.
He did deny it.
He denied it. So, I think I got to call Jason. Because I think it's public information. When you get
when somebody gets out of jail?
No. You can go to the sheriff website and look up people's.
Look them up.
Look up people, what their months they got and stuff. I just know you can do it in Guilford County. But you probably can't do it there, too.
You probably can't. Just look them up and see. You might as well just check it out.
They say,
yeah. What's his real name? Daniel something?
Now, that's what I don't know.
12 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all.
I'm going to put in Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's not his name.
Put that in.
It's like Daniel Hernandez or something.
Call me on my cell phone.
102 Jams in the schools for Bessemer's Career Day going down Friday afternoon, man. That's how we like to get down. Got the homie CDK out there. I just saw CDK on his Instagram learning new Renegade dance moves. That boy is a dancing fool.
Okay.
Y'all hear me? He'll be over there at Bessemer Friday, man. Career fair. You just a Lisa, you don't own. If I'm out of time, this ain't no surprise.
Every other night, another movie can make. Coachella was supposed to be next month, April 10th through 19th, but rumor has it they're preparing to move Coachella because of coronavirus to October.
When it's cold out?
Yeah. Yep. When it's chilly out there.
Is it really chilly out there in California like that, though? In October?
It's valid. That's a valid point. Guess it is still kind of warm.
They doing it during the homecoming seasons, though.
Dang, that's crazy. This coronavirus is... Boy, it's 102 Jams, y'all.
.com. That's KevinSaysYes.com. Madness in March.
Yeah, it's March Madness. And my Tar Heels play tonight at 7 o'clock in Greensboro. Hell yeah, I'm going to be there.
102 Jams.
Good morning. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on the 10th day of March. You're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on a TV Tuesday.
Last month, Gayle King was getting drugged all over social media. She was getting death threats, and it was all because of an interview she did with Lisa Leslie. It was very soon after Kobe Bryant's death. I'm sure by now everyone has seen said interview, but she was asking Lisa Leslie, you know, do you think that the 2003 rape allegations against Kobe Bryant will tarnish his legacy? Lisa Leslie answered her, said no. Gayle King pushed a little bit more, and then they moved on in the interview. People thought that Gayle was extremely insensitive. They thought that she was trying to tarnish Kobe Bryant's legacy by even bringing up the allegations, and just simply did not like it. It resulted in, like I said, a dragon. I mean, of epic proportions. I mean, she got drugged. She was threatened. She felt like she had to up her security because of the threats that she was receiving online. But she says that at this point, a month removed from that, you know, she has moved on.
I have moved on. Is there a scab? Yeah, but I have moved on. I put on my game face and my big girl pants because I never lost sight of who I was, what I believe I am, and my intention. I've never lost sight of that. But it certainly was, it was a learning curve, and it was very painful. I think this, I think we can disagree politically, we can disagree socially, if you want to, but I just think humanity should prevail always. And I think we still have to figure out a way to navigate that with each other, that we can disagree and you can be mad at me, even, you can be mad at me. But you can't speak to me.
I love
the way that I was spoken to and threatened.
And she was having a conversation, obviously, as you can hear, towards the end with Oprah. It was part of Oprah's 2020 Vision Life in Focus tour, and she was Oprah's last guest.
Man, she sounds just like Oprah. At the end, it sounded like
Gayle interrupting Gayle.
Legit. Legit. I was a little confused. I'm glad you cleared that up. No cap. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, has Snoop moved on?
Snoop moved on. He apologized, and he moved on.
You saw that meme where they had the baby's face on Snoop's body saying he was going to be on Table Talk?
Yeah.
I have been in such a bubble, losing every other week with the Tar Heels, watching the WSSU Rams go on to the D2 playoffs. They go up to Pennsylvania on Friday. I was looking at all the accolades that UNCG was getting with, you know, players getting Freshman of the Year and Defensive and Offensive Players of the Years with Isaiah Miller and things like that. Key Langley, of course, got Freshman of the Year. I thought UNCG was right back to normal business. Definitely was going dancing. Wrong again. I'm talking about wrong as hell, Big Rob. UNCG lost so many games ago, they wasn't even in the Final Four of the SoCon tournament.
Hey.
East Tennessee State University beat Wofford last night, and East Tennessee State University will be representing the SoCon in March Madness. They're going dancing.
Okay. Congratulations.
I'm surprised. Congratulations are in store for that. Now, again, ACC action starts today. ACC tournament in Greensboro. What? N-word? What?
I didn't say anything.
Well, don't be looking at me with that little stupid smile on your face. Up first, 4:30, Wake Forest versus Pitt. My boy B. Chill, super upset, was left off all three All-ACC teams. Did get an honorable mention, but I know that is yet another chip on his shoulder. Does play Pitt at 4:30. And the second game, V-Tech versus my University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill Tar Heels. Yes, night one, late game, 7 o'clock. The Greensboro Coliseum going to be rocking. And the reality is, this could be the last game of the season. This could, every game could be the last game of the season. And we already lost to Virginia Tech this year. So don't act like we can't lose to them again. Hopefully, it'll be a home court advantage for the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill tonight. And they will be victorious and go on to play Syracuse tomorrow night at 9 p.m. I forgot how late these games are, man. 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Tomorrow you got noon, Clemson and Miami. 2 o'clock, the winner of Wake Forest and Pitt versus NC State. 7 o'clock is Notre Dame and Boston College. And Syracuse versus the winner of Virginia Tech and Carolina. Duke just down there on spring break in Miami. They fly back Thursday to play Friday or something. I don't know when they play. This is ridiculous. .102 Jams Ballers headed to Martinsville, Virginia this weekend to play their All-Stars again. Now, y'all remember what happened last time we went down there to Martinsville?
Didn't y'all lose?
I remember us getting cheated.
I said y'all remember. Nothing had to be confirmed and put out there what happened. No scores. None of that.
I remember us getting cheated.
Hot-ass gym.
Yeah. No Gatorade.
And we raising money for the youth program, so that's really what's important.
Yeah.
Ain't about wins and losses.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, it is.
What's y'all's record?
We are out here. Spin the check and get it right back. You gonna run it right back. Spin the check and
Petty has finally registered as a sex offender in California. He was listed at 5'9", 170 pounds.
God.
And his mugshot, he don't look happy. He does not look happy at all in his mugshot.
5'9", 170.
So I told y'all yesterday the charges by LA County, those have been dropped, but he's still facing federal charges. But he is going to be back in court later this month for the federal charges. And maybe because he's registered, they'll go ahead and drop those as well.
That's what he hoped for. Because you said he was looking at 10 years yesterday.
10 of them things.
Well,
you know still that. Got the ankle monitor on, too.
Still got that.
Yeah.
Probably going to have that on a while.
You know he ain't letting Nikki travel by herself. That boy be right there on the hip.
No, well, you can't go. You didn't register.
Oh, no, no. You, hey, babe, babe, babe. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Dang. .102 Jams hooking you up in the morning rush tomorrow morning. Showdown. We'll be in Greensboro. He going to pack up that Jams machine with duck donuts. Coffee. He'll hit us up around this time tomorrow and let you know exactly where you can pull up and get hooked up for breakfast. It's just that simple. Today is Tuesday, which means it's TV Tuesday. I already threw a couple of shows out there. Hunters is something that I'm watching. Rod, did you throw anything out there that you're watching? You haven't watched anything this last week?
I'm not really watching anything right now.
Okay. Drink? Still on your Narcos or did you finish it?
Finished it.
Finished Narcos.
Man. Awesome.
Awesome right there.
Huh? It shows you. See, what they did this season, they went back.
What'd they do, bro?
Before all the cartels went crazy. Okay, because one man controlled them all.
All of them.
And they locked him up, and he told them, y'all going to miss me, because watch what happened. All the animals about to be on the loose.
Smell the warm of duck donuts. Try one of our new winter-inspired flavors like
USAA Life Insurance. For less than you may think, visit USAA.com/life. Provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, it's 7:30, 30 minutes after 7 o'clock. And it's 57 degrees. The high today gonna be 64. It's gonna rain.
You tell them, Bob.
But the percentages is they going down, though.
That lip pop be something else. Pop that lip.
They going down. It was 44% chance. Now it's 36.
What she do that? Oh,
God, does all like somebody clap their hands.
Do something for me, boy. You know I'm in goddamn hood, chief.
Boy.
Oh, I say got done. I say got done.
It's 7:31. 29 minutes. It'll be 8 o'clock.
The lip pop got me excited.
All right, that's your mic. Clearly, you take a day off. Don't know how to act. No accidents. That's your 102 traffic jams. Did I hit the dumb button?
Duck donuts and coffee for you. 102.
What is the most famous, or popular, I guess I should say, salad dressing in the United States?
Ranch.
Gotta be ranch.
100% correct. And today is National Ranch Dressing Day.
I like some good ranch.
I do, man. I like a good salad with some good ranch. I ain't gonna hold you.
With good ranch, though. Not too wet, not too liquidy, man.
Look at my girl. My girl done had some bad ranch.
Yeah.
I got judged the other day because I don't do ranch and I ordered blue cheese.
I judge you every time you do that, and I've known you a decade. But every single time you do it, I turn my nose up.
Oh, my peers.
Somebody accidentally gave me blue cheese the other night.
Wasn't it good?
And I just
jumped in.
I didn't pay attention.
Delicious.
I just jumped in and almost threw up.
It is disgusting.
It
is delicious.
Oh, it is disgusting.
You do blue cheese on your salad too? Or just your wings?
I'm not a salad guy.
Okay.
I'm just now jumping out to the buffalo chicken tender salads.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the lettuce and the...
And the chicken
tenders. And the blue cheese.
And the blue
cheese. But no, I don't really do salad. I just do it with buffalo wings and stuff like that.
Did you know, though, that ranch dressing is virtually unknown in most of the world?
Shut up.
What? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Just here.
Just us in Canada. We get it in with the ranch.
Well, what the hell is everybody else eating?
Balsamic now you want to go and find out.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
I do like a good vinaigrette too.
What they do with their wings though?
Fat. Blue cheese? They blue cheese it?
Everywhere else in the world, blue cheese
it. I bet everywhere else in the world don't do wings like we do either.
He might
I never
have said
even
something.
Thought about that.
He might have said didn't something.
You did. You telling me that wings ain't like a party snack in other countries?
No.
No, it's not. Now that I'm thinking about it. No.
You don't think they get wings in London? And Paris?
Not like we do.
Mm-mm.
Dang, for real?
Mm-mm.
What be they? What they eat when they having like the Super Bowl watch parties and stuff?
I don't know. I don't think it's that.
Are they even watching
the Super Bowl watch parties?
I know. Their Super Bowl watch party is the
World Cup type joint. Like,
what league is that? Manchester United and all them in?
No, what they have over there? They got to have some nachos and some dip.
They not.
And some wings and some ranch and blue cheese for drink.
No.
Got to have that in Britain.
Just here.
Well, that was a break I wasn't expecting. I just thought I was going to hit y'all with the ranch fact and then get on the TV Tuesday. Yeah. But now y'all got me thinking, what they be eating?
Now you want somebody from England that's over here to call up
right
now.
God, I wish we had it like that. Oh, man, that'd be awesome. TV Tuesday up next. What you watching on TV? Sailing overseas and just I woke up a couple million more. 18 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock right here on 102 Jams. Had my man on hold. Want to tell us what he's watching on TV. It's TV Tuesday.
Yo, Money Heist and the Ozark.
Yes, sir. Ozark back.
Ozark coming back. I think the 27th is coming back this month.
And another one, Shameless.
Shameless?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with Shameless.
Shameless is like Roseanne on crack.
Yeah, that's a good... That's a good explanation.
It's like what on crack?
Roseanne
on crack.
Hmm.
It's you got to understand. It's like a white. No, how can I explain why I'm giving away? You just got to watch it.
It's been 10 seasons of Shameless, though.
Yes, and it gets better because they're adding a new season coming up.
Who in the hell is gonna start watch 10 seasons?
Listen. I thought that too. I thought that too.
Rock 10 seasons, bro.
Do you hear me?
Rock,
like no. I struggle.
No,
I struggle watching 7 seasons of what is that joint? With the Night Walkers? I can't think of the name of
what
it.
What are we tripping?
Game of Thrones?
Yes, thank you. I'm the only person that don't watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I have not watched Game of Thrones either, but I have watched Supernatural.
No, I never watched Supernatural.
Getting into that too.
Hmm.
Gosh. Me and my girl, we try to watch seasons that are long, not short.
Shameless. All right, man. I might give it a go, man.
You're
Shameless.
Not, you're
I might.
Not.
I might.
Hey, 10 seasons.
One character you need to watch out for is Frank. He's opportunist.
Frank is an opportunist.
Yes, he is.
Noted. Appreciate you, bro.
Bye. If she respond to this DM, boy, you fucked up.
She took your down in the DM. It go down in the DM. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and apparently Buddy struck a nerve with the Shameless. What do you say about Shameless?
Shameless is really good.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like Rachel White.
Okay.
That's what I mean?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, yeah, so they like Rachel White, but he's really good. And then on my block, and she got
healthy. You say on my block?
Yeah.
The hell is that?
It's about these teenagers, but their life is wild. You gotta get into it. It'll catch you up.
Where you watching it at? What, was it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I was on Netflix.
Okay, I'm gonna check that joint out. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good morning.
Yes, I called to talk about
David. Okay.
And why y'all not watching?
Because it's 10 seasons in, and I didn't get on in 2011, so trying to get on in 2020.
He just kept it real.
That's it.
It, yo, no.
And I know a lot of people don't know about it, but it's really, really good.
But is every episode independent of each other? Or does it build?
No. It builds.
I was going to say, yeah, it builds. I've only seen like one little episode of it. That was a long time ago.
We can't come in season 10.
No. I come in here trying to figure out who Frank is. Frank the Opportunist. I don't know what the hell going on.
No. It's too many seasons.
First of all,
see?
Let me get you a little tidbit of what this was about.
I don't think it's
10 seasons worth.
You cannot give me a 10 season tidbit.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah.
...102 Jams is in the schools, man. CDK talks to Bessemer students at Career Fair Friday morning.
718-5543.
Madness in March.
And we've got your ratchet up next.
102 Jams.
Yeah, Drankin's back doing Drankin things. Agitating Roxy, dropping curse words on the air. You know, just being drunk.
I mean, dang, you been taking notes on me?
Osama been
drunk. I mean, when is that? When is the Drake SAT? So this boy can get a 1600 on it. That boy, they're gonna pass that Drake AT. Drink attitude test. He waiting to take it. Hey, y'all.
Just gonna keep going with the drink.
Taking notes on me. Hey, if you out there, your job, it's about your job. Always taking notes on you. Like, talking about what you doing and what you talking about, what you doing. Anyway.
Call out. It is Tuesday.
Anyway.
Are you ready for the drink SAT?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be gonna pass it.
Pass the hell out of it.
1600.
Flying colors. Way better than I did on my SATs.
I would have been in college with a full
what? All the scholarships.
Dot and Roxy Fairfile, whose side are you on in this case? Memphis, Tennessee, Denny's, waitress at Denny's. She's doing a job, you know, going to pick up the tab. Couple leaves her $4,000 as a tip.
Thank you, Lord.
On their credit card. She hasn't received the tip yet from her company of Denny's.
Oh, no, they didn't.
She hasn't received it yet. And guess what Denny's told her?
Oh, no.
They said that she has to track down the couple who left her the tip so they can figure out if they made a mistake or not. They saying she has to track them down.
How?
Exactly. Same thing she's saying.
Yes.
Now, when the tip was left, when it happened, the news crew went and they interviewed her when it happened. Because, you know, they do stories like that. They go interview people. And they even interviewed Denny's that day. And they had nothing but good things to say about this waitress.
Yeah.
But here it is weeks later. She ain't got her tip yet. Now, I'm going to give y'all some information on this Denny's. Back in October, they got a score of 57 on their inspection.
Oh.
Workers weren't washing their hands. Ice machine had mildew. Onions and other food were not covered. Tomatoes weren't washed before cutting. Flies were in the kitchen and in the serving lane.
Now,
most recently, the inspection, they had a 99.
Again, disclaimer, this is not the Denny's in the Triad area.
No, this is Memphis, Tennessee. All right. Memphis, Tennessee.
Again, carry on.
Now, given all that back information, you understand what I'm saying? Even the worker, she was saying she don't know if they're doing bad right now, if they need it or whatever, but that money belongs to her.
If they need it.
Now, Denny's has made a statement and said that they are diligently working with their credit card department or whatever, trying to track down the people so that they can see whether it's a mistake or not. But I'm sitting there saying,
what are we tracking down?
What are we tracking down?
My money, and if it's a mistake, they will handle it on their end.
Mm. Boom. It should come back right. And then you got their name in their credit card. What's so hard to find? You got to be able to contact that credit card company, give them that number, credit card number, their name, track them down, get in contact with them, if that's the case.
Not sure what protocol is, but I am going to be honest. It would be a super red flag if somebody left a $4,000 tip at Denny's. If I'm a manager there,
but what, what if it distinctly says 4:00:00:00?
Yeah.
They meant to do that.
I still,
that's my blessing.
No one has said that in the story yet, that the way the receipt looks and all that. No. Receipts look.
But y'all got to admit, like a $4,000 tip at Denny's is suspicious.
It's a blessing.
Yes.
Why can't we be on the blessing side instead of the suspicion
side? You see what I mean? No.
We over on the blessing side.
You see all these people leaving copies, photos of their receipts.
Quit saying
that
Denny's, boy, because you're making me go. Quit saying Denny's.
I mean, just think about it, though, guys.
But people doing that these days, I'm thinking about it, too. If I was that waitress, I want my $4,000.
Exactly.
No question. If I'm the waitress, I want my $4,000.
I want my four grand.
But if I'm the manager, let's figure this out.
What you worried about it for anyway, hater?
Let's figure this out.
Mad because it wasn't yours.
Trying to keep it.
Mad because you ain't get the phone.
And it probably wasn't yours either. So we're just going to get in touch with the people who have this credit card and make sure that they wanted to leave a $4,000 tip at a Denny's that just got a 57 sanitation grade rating a couple
you
months
talking
ago.
About old stuff. Then my boy said they bought it up to a 99.
Yeah, but now by this time it was a 99. They were just saying back in October.
Just a couple months
but
ago.
But now it's not.
Yeah, 3 months
it's
ago.
Not a couple months.
Oh, October, about 3-4 months ago, it was a 57.
They've seen the error of their ways.
Yes.
None of this is relevant to
my
4,000.
I understand. And you're going to get your 4,000 as soon as we contact.
Oh, Denny's is trying to run them up.
And if you want this to happen a little bit faster, you can track them down yourself.
Well, she says she's suing.
Yeah, she should.
Sharika Edwards says she's suing.
About to use up her whole $4,000. Whole $4,000 about to be used up.
No, Denny's gonna pay for them lawyer fees.
Once she win.
Yeah.
Then what?
Yeah, because Denny's look like an operation that would do that, don't they?
They ain't gonna have no choice when she win. Catch me in Atlanta, no security with my jewelry. Found out I'm rich, my baby.
It's 8:15, y'all. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, Drankins is just wiping out his seat right now. I guess it was a little dirty over there.
Gosh.
Just trying to get ready for my drink.
My man is taking notes on me today.
Morning Rush. Hot duck donuts and hot coffee in the borough tomorrow with Showdown.
I got bullets and asterisks over there.
Guys, remember the viral video of the family fighting at Disney World?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse me, Disneyland.
Oh, man, now I got to go to the video.
I know this girl report.
I know this girl didn't turn me up.
But it was just a family
she done turned
getting
me up.
It in at Disneyland. And there was one guy, he was like a freaking wrecking ball.
Yes.
Taking everybody out.
They was all related, though, yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's name is Avery Desmond Edwin Robinson.
He's been
sentenced to 6 months in jail as a result of that brawl that went down.
Why they give him 6 months, bro?
He was in court, pled guilty yesterday. They stacked the charges up on him. He better have pled guilty and took that 6 months.
Really?
They gave him a felony count of corporal injury to a cohabitant, a count of assault with force likely to produce great bodily injury, a count of assault with a deadly weapon, 2 counts of criminal threats, 5 counts of battery, and 4 counts of child abuse and endangerment.
God, dog.
They stacked. But Dot, you saw the video.
I forgot the video.
He was acting a fool.
Because I remember he hit his girlfriend because he thought the girlfriend had knocked out the mom. Okay.
God, dog. Oh, yeah, buddy was a wrecking ball.
Then they say even after he was escorted out of the park, he tried to run over a Disneyland employee and then threatened to kill his sister, made a hand gesture with a gun.
Hey, you know
he was acting out.
Once them cameras went off, it ain't like the party stopped. So just getting turned up.
And Rock typed in family Disney fight. First 3 videos, all them.
So, yeah, he's doing 6 months in jail. He also has to do some community service when he gets out of jail. And his sister that he was fighting with and her husband, they have also been charged. They were supposed to be in court yesterday as well, but they didn't show up. So now warrants have been issued for their arrest.
See, I'm watching. The sister spit on him. She visibly spit on him. And that joke, when I tell you, he gave her a pop-pop two-piece. And before her boyfriend could do anything, he said, you know what? You gonna catch it because I know you do it too. Pop, 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 pop.
It was a freaking wrecking ball, drunk. Yo.
Hey, he willingly took them 6 months.
He did.
So what? Today you have pride in your middle name. Middle Name Pride Day. So just go by your middle name for the rest of the day, like Damar and Falasha Day doing.
And Lamar.
And Lamar. Lamar, Damar, and Falasha Day, three live crew. Good morning.
You know, Young Rich.
102 Jams, three live crew on your radio. TV Tuesday up next.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across.
Here, learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hello! 8:35, 25 minutes to 9 o'clock. Okay, 57 degrees. The high today gonna be 65. It's a chance for rain today.
On the roads is no accidents. Has been zero accidents all morning long. Probably because the sun just came up about 30 minutes ago. Y'all buckle up and drive safe out there. Get to your destination safely. Don't forget there will be a lot of traffic around the Greensboro Coliseum when you're getting off work this afternoon because the ACC tournament starts today.
The who?
Nothing. Not talking to you, Bone.
Who you going with?
You don't have a car or...
Is it going to be some men out there?
You going to the game tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm working the tournament.
They got money?
You working?
Mm-hmm.
I think they do got money?
Did you tell them your photographer going to be with you?
Not yet. I can let them know that.
Yeah, because you need that.
What, is you trying to get a man too? Shut up!
God
I'm damn. Trying to get a man!
I mean,
You ask all these questions. Is you trying to get a man? Be quiet.
No.
Be quiet.
I'm just going to the game with my homie.
Anyway.
I got a homie.
Do they got money, I say?
Not yet. They in college.
Oh, I ain't got time for that.
They got more than you.
That's for damn sure.
They refund check, but you know how she would do for they refund check?
Coffee and D's. Duck.
It's time to Netflix and chill on this TV Tuesday. My man said he got two shows he watching. It's 102 Jams with a three live crew. What you watching?
One is called C with Aquaman, Jason Momoa, whatever his name is.
I feel like I saw C. He's blind?
Yeah.
I feel like I saw that.
And one called Reprisal or Reprisal.
How you spell it?
R-A-P-R-I-S-A-L.
Hmm. What's that about?
Reprisal. It's about the lady, her brother was killing people, and then they killed Tuck. They thought they killed her, but she came back to kill them all.
Feel like you told me that one. The C joint, I feel like I've seen Aquaman blind. What was the premise? Don't tell me what happens at the end of that one, but what's the gist of the movie about?
Some lady came in and she was pregnant. He married
her. And like everybody's blind, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV. I wanted to, something like that.
That
yeah.
Joe likes that.
I want to check that one out. We I always want to check that one out.
Now, that one was good.
That's good money.
Yeah, that one, C, was good.
Okay.
I knew I saw that one. Yeah, me and the wife saw that one.
Y'all confirmed it. I'm going to get on it.
But that one was good, though.
And check out Reprisal.
I'm going to check out Reprisal. I feel like you told me the entire movie, but I'll check it out anyways.
We don't know if he spelled it right, but we'll check it out.
I'm just saying.
No. We'll find it. Don't do it again.
And it will be 9 o'clock. 3 live on your radio. Good morning.
Now, I said I wasn't watching anything, and I'm really not. Mm-hmm. But I did yesterday watch the reunion for Love is Blind,
mm-hmm.
and I am happy to report that Cameron and Lauren are still together. And guess what they did? They launched a little YouTube channel so we could keep up with them and they love.
Oh, we ain't got to.
Who ain't got to?
Well, we gotta really keep up with that.
Well, it's just for people that are watching Love is Blind.
Oh.
It really took off on Netflix.
Did it?
Yes, it did. I heard that they are casting for the second season now.
Really?
And I'm wondering if Netflix is really gonna take it there at this point. This season, the first season was actually filmed like 2 years ago in 2018. Which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was filmed a while ago, and we're just now seeing these episodes, and both couples that stayed together are still together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it better than The Circle?
No.
Hmm.
I like The Circle better.
Hmm. So I'm not even going to jump on it then.
Yeah, I like The Circle better.
Was it better than Flavor of Love?
Well, none of this stuff is better than Flavor of Love.
Hey.
We just getting gauges.
Huh? None of this stuff is better than Flavor of Love.
It's TV Tuesday. I was under I misquoted. Well, I was just wrong as hell on Twitter the other day because I thought that The Bachelor came after Flavor of Love. But no, The Bachelor had like 4 or 5 seasons before Flavor of Love. I thought Flavor of Love was the first little reality TV find your love show.
It was for us.
Yeah. We weren't watching The Bachelor.
Now what?
Yeah.
Because who watched The Bachelor?
Nobody. Huh?
Nah, I still
ain't never been interested in The Bachelor and don't want to watch an episode.
And they forced that on the people. They kept forcing that Bachelor.
Did they?
What? Kept forcing that.
Oh, they still forcing it. It's still out there.
I was going to say, I think they still trying to run that mess.
Oh, yeah, new episodes. I think it just wrapped up or something. People was talking about it last night. Oh. Two Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and give you a little bit of Meek Mill, PNB Rock, Jeremiah, and then we give you DJ Lil Vegas in the breakfast mix. Does anybody know Vegas middle name?
Dang, I don't.
No, we're going to find out today.
Yeah, we're going to find out today. It's middle name Pride Day, and we're going to find out Vegas middle names. I know you're going
through some changes. It may vary. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Madness in March.
And madness in this mix. Show in Vegas.
102. Jam.
102 Jams, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. DJ Lil Vegas mixing. And the first text from my bro Moody this morning wants to be a disappointing, pessimistic, discouraging, stupid-ass text.
You talking about the game
today? My goodness.
Yes.
What Moody say?
None of your business. None of your business. You won't suck me in. None of your business. Nobody will know what Moody said. I'll share with you later.
Thank you.
Not sharing with this one. She just wants to just... You should have saw her yesterday, bro. She was just being so condescending and just rude and just disrespectful
Drake,
to me all morning.
I was not.
Kept cranking the Let's Go Duke chant all morning on me. Then, like, people calling up talking about different brooms and all types of stuff. It was just the worst day of radio ever for me yesterday, bro. And if you missed it, if you think I'm capping, you can always check out the 3 Live Rewind. It's right there on Apple Podcasts. It's right there on Spotify. Right there on SoundCloud. I have nothing to lie about, sweetheart.
Neither do I, honey.
See, the way she talks about that, the honey?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, wait, so you're going to ignore his sweetheart to me? Because he really cranked it off first.
Yes, ignore that.
He really cranked it off first.
Yes, ignore that. That's nothing to see
here. I kind of did ignore his.
Thank you.
Why did you do that?
His was genuine. Yours was very.
Thank you.
His was genuine what?
Yeah.
It was genuine.
Yes, yours is condescending in tone. Mm.
All right.
Yeah, yours had a lot of condensation in it.
See? Just wet. Yeah, this could be the last game of the season for the boys.
No NIT?
Oh, no.
Can't even get that big.
No, we're not doing that.
At least Old Collage and them got that big. Remember Adibola, Old Collage and them.
We ain't doing that.
Adibola, Old Collage and them at least got one of them bids.
Nah.
We can't even get an NIT bid.
Nah. The only way we play any more basketball is if we win this tournament. And the likelihood of that happening isn't very high. I mean, we're optimistic. We want to play great games. But we got Virginia Tech tonight. Jalen Cone. Of course, he's coming back to the crib, so he's going to want to show out.
Come on. Off the Carolina name. We got fans. They travel.
I know. It should be a home game.
We can't go to the NIT.
No, we're not going to the NIT.
We didn't need Roxy to answer no right there.
We
like
don't.
That.
Once again, I see what you're saying.
See?
Because she had to throw some no.
See? The arrogance is appalling.
Now, that one was arrogant.
Two Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and the 3 Live Crew IG page is on live right now. Roxy's just learning the people that's on the page. That's on there all the time to go skiing with us and on our basketball teams and everything.
I don't think what you're doing is accurate. You're not giving the full picture of the information.
Yeah.
You're not giving all the details.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am. That boy Dave been on that live since we started it. Mm-hmm. They've been calling BJ just as long.
Geico presents Quick Ways to Change Your Life.
Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hey, what's good? I mean, what? What's what good? Did you on me?
A little premature.
What's good?
Primo what?
A little early.
Oh.
Premature.
Now I'm 31.
You know, like you was.
Leave it alone, bro.
You was preemie. You were preemie.
29 minutes to 10 o'clock.
I didn't expect you to make it.
57 degrees. Who been telling you my business?
Oh, he guessing, but he's also
Who
right.
been telling you my business? Stay out of my business. Stay out of my business.
I just heard you a success story.
65 is going to be the high today. And it's a chance for rain. So you got to watch it. You got to watch it today. Have your umbrella. It's a chance for rain.
Surviving in a den of groundhogs. They not showing out. They throwing you out to show whether it's going to be spring or not.
In Kernersville, is a vehicle on fire on South Main Street near Salem Parkway.
Your little ugly face come up out of there.
And in Winston-Salem, it's an accident on Country Club Road west of Silas Creek Parkway, right there near Turner Street. Timmy Turner, he's just for a burner.
Remember that boy tried that?
God, he tried that. That's it for you, though. We're looking good. Otherwise, buckle up and drive safe. Guess what we got tomorrow?
Dunk donuts and hot coffee on the go.
What up? Yo, sure. Yeah.
It's 9:35. We're 25 minutes away from the birthday boy, Big Mo, stepping into Hip Hop Headquarters. Y'all make sure y'all show him a lot of love today. It is his birthday.
The Big Birthday Boy.
And it is.
Big.
Free for all, final hour. And it is TV Tuesday. What you watching?
I got one for you. The Rookie. Have y'all ever seen that?
The who? I haven't. The Rookie.
The Rookie.
That's on Netflix?
No. I watch it Hulu, but it comes on ABC, I think.
What's it about?
Yeah. It's about like a 40-year-old cop. He goes through the academy, and everybody's looking for him to fail, but, you know, he makes it through the academy.
Is it a comedy? Yeah. Sound like a comedy.
I guess it's kind of like a reality. You like saying it's about, he's a divorced man, and he started a new career.
What made you start watching it?
I don't know. Just the first season, I watched the first show, and I liked it. It's really interesting. It's only in the second season.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch a little trailer. He ain't really give me a good description. I don't think you're doing it justice, but I'm going to watch the trailer and give it a chance.
We know you ain't no salesman.
I'm not doing it justice, but it's a really good show, though.
All right, we're going to check the trailer on and see. What's the name of The Rookie?
The Rookie.
Yeah, The Rookie, yeah.
Say no more. Appreciate you, family.
All right, have a good day, man.
You too, brother.
Yeah. My man work with his hands.
Minutes and it will be Birthday Boy Radio right here on 102 Jams. It is 9:40 and it is free for all, final hour. We talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I just wanted to chime in for TV Tuesday.
What you got, baby?
I have been watching I'm Not Okay With It.
You've been watching what?
With this. I'm Not Okay With This. It's on Netflix.
I'm Not Okay With This. I think I either saw a preview for that or somebody told me about it. What's that about?
It's a high school girl that's kind of awkward. Her dad just committed suicide, so she's kind of going through the motions and figuring out herself. But she's weird, so she's trying to figure out why she's weird.
Okay.
It's good. It's 20-minute episodes. I think Big Rock might like this. It's 20-minute episodes, and it's a kid.
Is it kid-friendly?
Yeah, I think it's kid-friendly. I think Zay could watch it with you.
Because we were looking over the weekend, me, the kids, and the wife, we were sitting there trying to find something to watch. And I scrolled across that, but everybody was like, nah. So I passed it. But I thought that was one of the ones that looked more kid-friendly. Yeah, they wasn't.
It looked weird opening up the first scene because it kind of looks like scary.
Oh, no, we just watched the trailer. After the trailer, it was a general consensus. Was off it. Yeah.
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 That's funny.
Somebody called earlier about a show that I wanted to second on, but forgot what it was.
Was it On My Block or Messiah or Shameless?
On My Block.
On My Block.
That is good. And she didn't give a good description of it at all. I'm sorry, girl. Hey.
Dang. All right.
But it's for kids. They also are in high school. And if I'm not mistaken, they're growing up in L.A. So okay. That kind of gives you a idea of their background. They're Hispanic. One of the kids is Black. And they're really cool kids. It's cool to kind of get in their heads and see how they live and what's going on around them at school and at home. It's good.
Right. It's good. Okay.
That's a family show. Y'all could definitely get into that.
Okay, boom. On My
and
Block.
It's funny.
Bet that.
And a new season starts tomorrow. Third season starts tomorrow. So y'all will be able to catch up.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Absolutely, I hope
so. You too, baby.
You too.
You like it what you see? Everything designer, that's on me.
I mean, I'd go off a date.
10 minutes, it will be 10 o'clock, y'all. Three Live Crew is on your radio saying good morning this Tuesday morning.
Child, that Harvey Weinstein is having a hard time in jail. Do you hear me?
So?
Now, you know, when he was no sympathy over here from your girl.
I had sympathy for Bill when y'all was telling him he was throwing bread at him and he was falling around.
So what? Well, I didn't care about that either.
I had sympathy
for Bill. They hit my man with a stale hot dog.
Well, good.
Now.
See?
Like good, this, Bill.
I'm just saying.
Sit in yourself and shut up.
Let's hit Henry with some soup or something.
No, Harvey, he just slipped and fell, child. He done fell down, hit his head in his door. They say he's got like a dorm style jail cell, so he's got two other roommates. And so he was in his dorm, fell down, and now he's being looked over for concussion-like symptoms. Now, you know, prior to the trial, Harvey was walking around with that walker, but he can't have his walker in jail. So his PR people are saying he's just having a hard time getting around. They say Harvey is miserable, but he's being as optimistic as he can.
I like how they try to make it sound good with the dorm style.
Yeah,
it was really rocks. It's just like four metal bunk beds, and they like welded to the wall. It's not really good on style. But I like how they put it.
Yeah, he's going to be sentenced tomorrow. So the world will be watching to see how much time he gets.
I'm interested.
Yeah,
I am interested.
We all are.
I'm interested in whether they're going to develop a plastic walker.
Hell no.
You can't handle a little plastic cane.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I tap into the
102 Jam, 6 minutes to 10. Good morning.
Yo, y'all still talking about TV shows to watch?
Yeah, what's up?
Bro, have y'all watched McMillions?
McMillions?
McMillions. It's a documentary on HBO.
Say documentary again.
It's a what?
It's a documentary.
What I tell you.
On HBO about what? It's about making millions?
Bro, it's about these damn old white people that were scamming the Monopoly game for McDonald's like 10, 15 years ago.
I do want to see that. I do want to see that.
It was crazy.
They figured out a way to daggone scam and cheat the Monopoly game. Y'all remember the Monopoly game?
I used to want to win that so bad.
Everybody did. Bro,
God.
Everybody did. But
they was getting it for like a decade. They was getting it.
Didn't one of the dudes work there? They had an inside man?
The dude worked at like the marketing company. He was like the head of security for the marketing company.
Yeah, cheated the system.
So you're going to need an inside person like that,
cheated
though.
The system.
Yeah.
Bro, they was getting it. And the people he was selling the game pieces to wasn't even getting paid. They just ended up in debt with the IRS.
Dang, so the people that would win these money pieces for Monopoly but wouldn't even get their money that they won.
He was selling the pieces. He was making people give him like $25,000 or $50,000 up front for the piece. And then they would happen to give him a cut of like the annuity payments.
All the annuity payments.
Like he was paying him like $50,000 a year instead of like $1 million check.
Wow.
My boy was getting it.
They just ended up in like heavy debt with the IRS.
Yeah, I've got to watch that.
You say it was a documentary?
It's a documentary. You trying to get me drunk?
I'm glad you rose to the occasion, bro.
My dog.
I'm country though.
Yeah, I'm country though.
My dog.
I'm country though. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I'm going to check that out. You get some interest on that.
Yeah, I damn sure want to see that.
Check that out, bro. Roll your one and smoke about 2-3 episodes. You'll be straight.
Say no more. Appreciate you, bro.
We got London on the track.
This is 3 Live Crew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.